welcome to another exciting episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Nehmeyer. Today, we are watching the 20th episode of Power Rangers Samurai, The Ultimate Duel, which first aired on October 8th, 2011, written by Jonathan Rosenthal, based on a story by Yasuko Kobayashi, and directed by Akihiro Noguchi. Without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to get started here in 3, 2, 1, go! Oh, we saw this last time. I still don't understand how that hurts her. It's just a slice. It's not like it's the first time a ranger's been sliced by a sword. Oh, these guys will keep him busy. Hold on.
Master Zandred and his noodle face crony Octaru have seen to it that we are interrupted yet again.
No one touched the Red Ranger. He's mine. Oh, this would be a good time for the Ranger guys to, like, I don't know, leave.
Hours, but there will be no further delay. Tomorrow, metal will meet metal.
Didn't you hear, Antonio? I won't fight for fighting's sake. I only fight to protect the innocent.
Well, don't tell him that. He's gonna do something.
I doubt I'll be able to control myself.
What's that mean?
Disappoint me, and I may not be able to hold my Nylock side back much longer. I could possibly attack whoever is near.
You'd threaten random people? Then you're not half human. You're true Nylock.
Call me what you want, but no one will be safe. And my victim's pain will be your fault, not mine.
Then you leave me no choice. I will fight, and I will defeat you.
Noon, tomorrow, by the sea.
Sea's probably pretty big, though. Huh. At least he's been nice enough to give him a full day. I guess.
Despise Decker, but if he eliminates the Red Ranger, he'll destroy Red's sealing power, too.
Oh, wait. Is he drinking milk now?
Yes, their misery is the best medicine. I'm the one who needs medicine. Those lousy samurai rangers cut off my mist blower. If I can't put humans to sleep, how am I supposed to eat in the dream world?
H, you didn't raise the river an inch. You completely failed your mission. I should let the Moogers eat you!
No! I can do better!
Then I suggest you go back and really scare some humans!
I will! This time I won't fail!
Hey, Mia. I was just going to make some tea for you.
Emily looks like she's okay now.
Thank you, but you need to stop fussing over me. I'm almost as good as new.
On the plus side, this seems to have saved everyone from Mia cooking.
And then you got hurt. Is it too late for you to return to your human form?
You're so naive that you would seek to save me rather than destroy me?
I understand. Seeing Dayu's past in that dream world, it must have been hard on you. That's the problem. I can't afford to let my feelings get in the way of our mission anymore. You're really being too hard on yourself.
Guys, we're all meeting in the living room. It's important.
Jade, it's crazy to do this. Take on Decker and do it alone?
Decker insists that's how it has to be.
You can't do this. A samurai only fights battles that are necessary.
This is necessary. If I don't go, Decker threatened to hurt innocent people.
Okay, fine. We'll handle him just like any other Nylock. As a team.
Kevin, you don't get it. If I'm not alone, it won't satisfy him.
Since when do we let a Nylock dictate how we battle?
I know now that Decker won't stop until Jaden duels him. We have to let him go.
Mia, how could you say that? Jaden isn't just our leader. He's also the only one who has the sealing power. Jaden. You're the key to stopping the Nylock.
Kev's right. You shouldn't risk it.
This discussion is over.
He kind of has to, guys. Did they say they hurt anybody?
You are all I have left of the life I wanted so badly. Now, even this has become ugly. It's too much to take.
What are you doing in the human world?
Nothing.
He just randomly found her in the woods?
My eternal search for a worthy opponent finally ends tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes. My thirst for the ultimate duel shall finally be quenched.
His hair makes it look like it's very humid. Shall be free.
I hope that's true. You should have been free centuries ago. Decker, I...
Jaden, how can I talk you out of this?
You can't. But you can help me get ready. I've got some special moves I want to practice. Anything you need.
That was the special move. He blocked a sword slash.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
All I know is that Decker needs to be dealt with, and hesitating would be a mistake.
I'm afraid Mia is right. There is no other choice but to fight Decker. We just have to have faith that Jaden is prepared for this battle.
Yeah.
Okay.
This. This shall be the final night of my curse.
Well, they're going through a lot to set this up. I hope this is a good fight. Hope you turned the water off, dude.
Good luck, Jaden.
You can do this, bro.
You're the best. I've known that since we were kids, and it's no different today.
Do what needs to be done.
Are they all wearing the same clothes from yesterday?
Is back.
Here.
I don't understand.
With these discs, you can form the Megazord without me. I need you to lead the team until I get back. I know you can do this.
Doesn't he need the Lion Zord in order to form the Megazord?
You down, Jaden. Come on, Rangers. Let's stop that Nylock.
Get back here. If I can't tenderize you in the dream world, I'll just wolf you all down uncooked. Maybe you'll even taste better raw.
Ouch. Yeah, those things, those swords. Oh, longer. I know it's the last episode, but still. Must not have enough to fill an episode, I guess. Did they just have to pull out their weapons after they had their weapons ready to go at the end of the morph? I actually should be more of a for everybody, like the world or something. In a turn of events, it appears to be overcast in the Ranger footage and sunny in the Sentai footage. Usually it's the other way around. Ooh, here we go. That was a long walk.
It took you long enough. Still, I knew you'd come. Just like me, you need this battle.
No. I'm nothing like you. The only thing I need is to stop you from hurting anyone else.
All that matters is that you're here.
Are we going to get his full morph too? Or is it just going to be a quick one?
Samurizer.
Quick one, looks like. Yay! Oh, they didn't do the sound effect of him drawing the sword out. Oh, see, that would have sucked if it watching it in commercials. Mm. Don't have to do this. You still don't understand. I have no choice but to fight to the glory's end.
Then you leave me no choice.
Again, with the start of this fight, they already set up these moves or these stances before the commercial.
You'll have to do better than that. I'm just getting started.
Instincts are superb. You were indeed proving to be my equal. I was right to choose you, Red Ranger.
Oh, he was holding the blade wrong. Oh, I don't think I've ever seen a Ranger get sliced at the helmet. Good job there, Mike.
Hey, mind if I cut him?
Antonio, why don't you do that really super fast stuff that you do? Ooh, awkward flip. That did it by itself, really? Okay, so this should be interesting because this one I definitely know is a reconstruction fight in some parts. Because this monster was in the original Sentai was defeated after the events of what we call Super Samurai. But obviously they don't have that stuff here, so they're having to do different things. If that makes any sense. There's once we have Super Samurai, we have new Zords that are introduced and stuff like that. Those are used for this fight. So we're going to have some splicing of footage, supposedly. Let's see. On the plus side, unlike Season 2, see the sudden smoke? Unlike Season 2 of Mighty Morphin, they can actually talk during the fights. Oh, taking the sword out again. There you go. Not only can they take out the... or talk, but they have their own cockpit footage they're actually planning to use, apparently. Sweet! Okay. That worked.
That was good as gold. Oh, Samurai Rangers, victory is ours.
Also, they could digitally splice the footage to actually make them appear at the same time on screen, so that's cool. All right, let's see how this goes.
I've waited for this ultimate duel for so long, and you have not
said the name of the episode.
You had enough.
bring this to an end.
You're right about one thing.
Are they gonna show what they do in the Sentai footage? Yep. They do. Sort of. I guess they don't focus on it, though. Nope, no focus on it. Interesting. In the Sentai, Red Ranger is stabbed in the shoulder. And... yeah, like that. Does that. But of course they couldn't show that here in American footage.
I won.
Seriously? They all run out there and she spots them? They're all looking all over? Crazy.
And Decker? Is he...
gone. Get you home.
Is he going to get a piggyback ride? No, they're going to make him walk.
Kevin, thank you for leading the team when I couldn't.
It was an honor, but it's not my job.
There could only be one Red Ranger.
Guys. Oh, the irony. Ooh, burnt fish.
Hey, when I serve a fish to my friends, it's gotta be the best. That's the gold standard.
Thanks, Antonio.
Everyone, I just want to say I'm sorry. I know I had to duel Decker to stop him from hurting people, but I also think something in me wanted to fight him. To prove myself worthy of being the Red Ranger.
No, Jaden. He forced your hand.
You did what you had to do.
Maybe. But there's still much to do, and I promise I won't ever jeopardize our mission again.
Decker is gone, but Master Zandrid is still out there. And until he's defeated, no one is safe.
And we still got this black box thing.
As Rangers, it's our responsibility to save the world from the Nihloc. I'm just grateful we don't have to do it alone.
Mike didn't seem too happy about that. And thus, we come to the end of the first season of Samurai. And I say first season, it's actually the only season of Samurai. But this would be the half-season break. We've already had, well, I guess half season break. Remember, with Nickelodeon, they had to break every season into two parts because of episode number limits from Nickelodeon. So that is basically the season of Power Rangers Samurai. There's two, technically three more episodes for the season. As part of being on Nickelodeon, they did have... holiday specials. One, because Nickelodeon does special things for certain holidays such as Halloween and Christmas. So, our next episode is going to be Monster Party? No, wait. I should probably look at that before I say what it is. Party Monsters. Excuse me. But before we get in that, I just want to say, so this episode was actually pretty cool. The slight censorship of the fight makes sense. Like I said, in the Sentai version, the Red Ranger lets him slash into his shoulder, and then he actually slides up the sword to get close enough to do the slash thing. So, yeah. They fixed that pretty well here. They made it look like, number one, that the sword actually went into Jaden's armpit. And then, and then from there, it just played out the same pretty much. So that was pretty cool. And I am looking forward to getting to Super Samurai so that we can start having them use the actual Zord fights as they appeared in the Sentai rather than coming up with their own. Although I will say in the, what is this, almost 20 years, 18 years since they were doing this in Mighty Morphin Season 2, it was nice to have the Rangers actually use the cockpit footage and them actually do their normal talking during the fight instead of the monster just talking and the Rangers being silent for the whole Megazord battle in the Thunderzords. So that was cool. Anyway, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by Two True Freaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.